We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing Ago dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema underscores critical role of education in shaping Zambia's future. Severe hailstorm destroys maize and soybean crops. In Chibombo District. In global news, Robert Mugabe's son charged with attempted murder in South Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. President Hage Hichilema has underscored the critical role of education in shaping Zambia's future, describing it as the nation's most fundamental sector. Speaking during the official launch of the school feeding program at Kabulonga Boys Secondary School in Lusaka this afternoon, President Hichilema highlighted the investments in education are central to developing human capital, creating economic opportunities, and sustaining social programs. President Hichilema has noted that free education policies, including the removal of examination fees, are designed to ensure that no child is left behind. The president also stressed the interconnectedness of education and the economy, explaining that a strong economy is necessary to support social initiatives such as free education and school feeding programs. He noted that the nationwide school feeding program, which now reaches 4 million learners, not only supports students but also creates stable markets for local farmers.
So, we want to do that. Or what it takes to deliver free education in the real sense. So I want to say that free education, colleagues, is not just school fees removed. It's also examination fees removed. Examination fees. For the full year, examination time comes, they can't sit for exams. That's 4 years. That's unreasonable.
A severe hailstorm that struck Mumanga area in Kiembe Ward, Chibombo District last evening has caused extensive damage, destroying approximately 50 hectares of farmland and wiping out farmers' soybean and maize crops. Chibombo District Commissioner Lloyd Kayeka confirmed the incident to Phoenix News, saying the district is working tirelessly to assess the damage and that satellite committees across all 21 wards are coordinating response efforts. Mr. Kayaka says the district is prioritizing low-lying areas like Mumangwa, where crops have been hardest hit and farmers are struggling to cope. He has described the situation as challenging, adding that the district is doing everything possible to support affected farmers during this difficult period. Mr. Kayaka also noted that the recent floods have impacted other parts of the district, with reports of destruction continuing to come in.
We have our satellite committees in all the wards, which are 21 in total, 13 in Pembe and the 8 in Katuba. First, Rombo, we are sitting on two constituencies. And immediately something happens, we coordinate with each particular satellite committee for the ward to make it quick in coordination. And we have been coordinated in quite a number of places now, where we are doing how deep the damage has.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has called for the consensus-driven approach to the ongoing delimitation exercise, emphasizing that it strengthens democracy and ensures citizens receive equal representation in decision-making. Speaking during a district sitting in Solwezi today, District Electoral Officer Stanley Mbewe said the national exercise is designed to create a democratic system in which future generations can enjoy transparent, accountable and credible elections. Mr. Mbewe described stakeholder submissions and deliberations on the delimitation of constituencies as a credible process reflecting changes in population distribution and settlement patterns in line with Act 13 of 2025. He added that the Commission would ensure the process is transparent, inclusive of all voices, and grounded in factual and data-driven input. Meanwhile, a Solwezi resident, John Katambo, has noted that the growing population and increasing demand in Solwezi require development, which he said would follow after a fair delimitation process.
What we expect is that the stakeholders' input will be taken into consideration by the Commission. We expect, as a constituency and stakeholders of Solwezi, that we should be able to get a fair share. Then, looking at the demand and the growing economy and demography in Solwezi, we expect actually to receive more than one constituency, while other places, I'm sure, are also looking at receiving more.
The Center for Primary Care Research, CPCR, has urged Parliament to strengthen the Tobacco Control Bill by introducing higher tobacco taxes, mandatory cessation services, and a dedicated tobacco control fund, warning that Zambia is facing a growing tobacco epidemic. Making a submission before the Parliamentary Committee on Health, Community Development and Social Services, CPCR Executive Director Fastone Goma said tobacco use in Zambia is rising despite global decline, with the country recording an estimated 7,124 tobacco-related deaths annually, including about 800 non-smokers who die from exposure to secondhand smoke. Dr. Goma said tobacco prevalence in Zambia has increased from 13.5% in 2002 to 15.8% in 2017 and further to 17.3% in 2025. He has called for the full domestication of the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, FCTC, which Zambia signed in 2008, noting that the country had committed to enact comprehensive tobacco control legislation within 5 years, but has yet to do so 17 years later. Dr. Goma urged lawmakers to ensure the bill fully incorporates the WHO's Empower strategy, a global tobacco control framework that includes monitoring tobacco use, protecting people from secondhand smoke, offering cessation services, warning about dangers through packaging and media, enforcing bans on advertising and sponsorship, and raising taxes on tobacco products.
It's well known that tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death. We are estimating that in Zambia it kills more than 7,124 people per year. and 800 of these chair die not because they are smokers, but just because they are in an environment where there is a lot of tobacco smoke. These are preventable deaths.